pulley bone?
That's the pulley bone. But it's blooming too.
Okay. How do you call your chickens when you're feeding?
I don't have to call mine. I just go ahead and throw the corn out there. They're in the pen.
You never call them?
No, I have to run them out of the yard sometime. I have to call them.
Would you hear folks call them? How would they folks around here call the chickens?
I heard them say, hee, chick, 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 chick.
Okay. And would you call sheep? You never raise sheep.
No, we don't have sheep. No goat, nothing like that.
But would you ever call your cattle in? How would you call your cattle?
I called up for you yesterday.
No, you called...
You're going over the whole thing again.
No, you call the hogs for me.
A school cow. School.
Same way, huh? And mules, would you never call a mule?
No, just call a mule in.
Just hit him over the head with a 2x4.
Yeah. How you call a mule in? Just tell him, come on, mule.
Okay. Now, when you... About dinner time, you might hear the animals all start to make noises on the farm.
Well, you used to hear them, what they call bray in the field.
What about a calf, the noise a calf would make when he's being weaned? Say the calf began to...
Well, he'd holler.
Okay. And a gentle noise a cow might make during feeding time, you say the cow began to...
Well, at feeding time, they'd be just up at the trough ready for you to put something in it, all the noise they'd be making.
And then the noise he'd make, you might say, you go, mmm. When you say it began to what?
I guess you'd call it beginning to bellow.
That's a bellow?
I guess so.
Would you ever say low? Moo?
Well, some of them say moo, some say low, some say bellow, so I guess either one of them would do.
What about a horse? What would he do when you were feeding? He might make a kind of...
Well, some of them say they call that neighing, I think.
Neighing. If you had to go out and feed all the feathered animals, you say, I'm going out to feed the...
All the feathered animals?
All the animals with hens, turkeys, and geese and all that, you might say, I'm going out to feed the...
Flock.
Feed the flock. Okay. And, you ever heard of a dog called a Catahoula cur?
Mm-mm.
You had?
No.
Okay. If you had a cow by the name of Daisy, you might say, expecting a calf, you say, Daisy's going to...
Going to bring a calf.
Going to bring a calf. Okay. Did you ever break horses?
No.
Never did?
I ain't no horse bronco.
You ever couldn't stay on a horse?
I rode them, yeah. But I ain't never ever known to break them.
Have you ever had a time where the horse threw you off?
No, I fell off. I ain't had a horse to throw me off.
What about your bed? Have you ever been able... not been able to stay in the bed?
What, you mean roll off the bed?
Yeah.
No, I ain't never done that yet, but I've come close to it sometimes. I've been so close to the edge.
You fell. If you'd gone any further, you would have fell.
I'd have fell off it, all right.
Fell off the bed. Okay. Now, if somebody's not going away from you, say they're coming...
To you. Towards you.
Okay.